Hey, what's going on, everybody? Nick Unsworth with Life on Fire here, and this is normally the time where I do a big, long, crazy introduction for our speaker, but I can't even wait. I got to bring these guys on. They're here with us live right now. I've got to just bring them on and say what's up to Robin and Mike Picciotta. What is happening, guys?
What's up?
What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not going to give a big, long, awesome introduction, but I just figured I'd have you guys say what's up, because if you don't know, you should know that Robin and Mike are our complete partners on this whole project. So they have helped us every step of the way get this whole thing put together. That's from, you know, vision all the way to inception and implementation. And they're just awesome, awesome entrepreneurs that you definitely want to connect with. And I want to share a little bit of just a little story here about how we met. It sounds like it's a little romantic. No, not really.
There's a little bit of a bromance there.
A little bit of a bromance.
We text each other late night and stuff, you know.
Well, we often, compare beers and text each other about beers. But check this out. So what I think is awesome is Robin and Mike, when I think about how to deliver a virtual summit, this is something that is, you know, in their expertise. They do business coaching. They do graphic design with their team incredibly well. If you look at the Life on Fire Virtual Summit, we've gotten so many compliments. And if you don't know us with Life on Fire and you don't know our intent or our heart or what we're doing, it's like the graphic design helps. I mean, that builds that perception. It builds trust because it looks so freaking awesome. So that was these guys, Robin and Mike. But as far as how we first started hanging out is they reached out and they asked me to be on their summit, you know, the big Purpose Money Summit. And what was awesome is that I was so blown away at their process. I was so blown away at how their design looked and what they were doing. It went like this. Reached out. They had the perfect email exactly speaking to the benefits. You know, how do you get people to speak on your virtual summit? You've got to turn it around. You've got to make sure that it's a win for them. And I looked at it, and we didn't know each other yet, and I said, you know what? These guys are rock stars. Like the way that they presented, the way that they did it, the other speakers, they had Larry Winget. You know, Larry Winget, the pit bull of personal development. Their design looked awesome. And without even a blink of an eyelash, I instantly was like, yes, this is the kind of, you know, design and the kind of, you know, look and the kind of event that I want to be a part of, you know. And so it was an instant yes. We hopped on the phone. It was like, wow, these guys totally rock. They've got an awesome, you know, thriving business. And when I think about that experience, that exact experience is part of what they're going to be teaching here today. And that experience is about how do you create one of these virtual summits and what does it can it do for your life and for your business? And, you know, just as far as, you know, the Life on Fire Virtual Summit side for us, I mean, this thing has been crazy. I mean, this, you know, we went a little overboard with 27 speakers in our, you know, goal to add value for you guys, but maybe a lot overboard.
just a
little bit, smidge. Yeah. But, I mean, what's wild is that, you know, we, you know, have some sessions with, I mean, incredible entrepreneurs. We've gotten amazing feedback from people that are just tuning in live. You know, we're, you know, just about to pass, you know, $10,000 on raising money to build a school in Guatemala, and we will hit that $25,000, you know, before the end of the year. You know, we're 100% positive about that. We know we're going to do it. We committed that we are going to make that happen. And, you know, I think it's just, it's a lot of cool things that have happened as a result. And, you know, these virtual summits, you know, they not only build your brand, but they build your email list, and it just creates such impact in your business. And you're going to hear from Robin and Mike how having virtual summits radically changed their business and their lives. And so I'm very, very fired up to introduce Robin and Mike Picciotta, who are just absolutely incredible entrepreneurs. They are branding machines, as you can tell by the color of their wall. And so, guys, take the show.
We actually painted that ourselves, dude. It's funny. That the wall thing is kind of a funny thing because I fought Robin tooth and nail. Like, there's no way a big lime green wall is going to look good. She said, we have to. And it's awesome. We love it. I feel like I'm at work in my brand every time I step in here.
You should be popping pistachios back there. That's what I'm thinking. it's a new commercial, you know, doing virtual summits, cracking shells.
Pistachios.
All right. So, yeah, we'll share a little bit about our story and our journey and what living a life on fire means to us. So, we got some slides here we'll share.
Ooh, I love it.
Sure.
Slide it.
Love the cup, dude.
Oh, slides. Yeah.
This one here.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me just show you guys a little life on fire.
Shameless plugs.
Boom.
Love it. Yeah, there we go.
All right, we're
Are
in
we
business.
Sharing? Are yep. we sharing here?
You were for a second. I see your mouse. There we go. There we go.
Oh, okay, you went.
Yeah, let's, you know, it always, there's always see, the minor.
I see a rocket ship.
There's a liftoff, baby.
There we go.
Cool. Here we go. You know, there's always the occasional glitch and whatnot. So
yeah. So Nick's been asking everybody on the summit, you know, what does living a life on fire mean to you? And really, to us, living a life on fire really means a lot of things, but it can really be summed up under one main thing.
It's a one-word answer for us, freedom. Like, picture Mel Gibson, Braveheart, on his horse, freedom. That's us. That's life on fire to us.
Yes, and so a summit, when we had a summit, that was like one of the main things that led us through our journey of having a business, succeeding, failing, then succeeding, succeeding well, but then finding our way into freedom. And the summit really played a big part of it. And it really started out, we had a brick and mortar.
Yeah, so this is kind of like the background, like the backstory of us. We've been in business, we've been entrepreneurs for a long time, years and years. And what you're looking at is actually our brick and mortar location from probably 8 years ago. And you know, we had a nice little lobby there and a little office and whatnot. And, you know, we live in Melbourne, Florida, which is Brevard County, just south of the Space Center. And, like right at this time, the business, we had this office, it's brick and mortar. And, like, right about 2008, everybody knows what happened to the economy. Like, totally tanked. Here's a clipping from our local paper. And because of the space station program being here, a huge portion... There's the rocket.
And, the space shuttle program. They were shutting down the space shuttle program.
Rocket ship.
In our county. Rocket man.
We might sing. We might dance. We might do all kinds of stuff, folks.
Nothing is off limits here.
Yeah, there absolutely nothing is off limits. So be ready for that. So the whole local economy is completely tied to this thing lifting off. So they shut it down. People are fleeing here like
out of the county.
Like, you would have thought Ebola had hit here back in 08. Folks were just dipping and dodging. Things are tanking. Along with all that, right, we get this knock on the door from this guy from the Department of Transportation, and he tells us they're going to be removing the whole front of our office. Parking lot's gone. Eminent domain. You guys got to go.
They're widening the road.
They're widening the road. We'd been there for like 4 or 5 years, so, you know, location was important when you're localized, right? So we had to move. We moved to another place. It sucked.
Business, we, like, lost all like of our clients. Like, nobody knew where to find us. You know, we were completely brick and mortar then. We weren't online at all.
No, and so, like, on top of all of this, recession, no more liftoff, eminent domain, for all the guys that are listening, you know exactly what happens next, right?
Dun, dun, dun.
She's pregnant, right? So this is what happens. We're dead broke. The business is, like, going nowhere. We're forced to move somewhere that sucks. No clients, right? And we'd been entrepreneurs. I can't even remember the last time I had a job. So what do we do? We look at each other. We cried a little bit. We were a little, you know, we were like, what the heck? So we did what any savvy entrepreneur would do, and we sold trash on Craigslist. Straight up.
What Craigslist any savvy and eBay. Entrepreneur would do.
Right? So while we're doing this, right, so while we're doing whatever we can to make it and not work for the man and still try to have some sort of freedom and grow, we looked at each other and we said, we absolutely have to go online. There's absolutely no way that we will ever be tied to a local economy ever again.
So we went online. There's some of our funny
some of the original
graphics, you know, business without walls. Like, it was a new, it was kind of new thing around here in our local economy for people to do business online. It was kind of something you were ashamed of.
Yeah,
at
like
first.
You, like when people would ask where your office was, you'd kind of like,
I have a virtual
house.
Office. You wouldn't say my house.
Yeah, yeah, you would use the term virtual office, right? This is like 2009 before it was like super cool to work from home, right? And what we offered, we did done-for-you services. We did, you know, we did web design. You know, we did, like, funnels and setting up landing pages and a lot of the marketing stuff. Like, back
like all
then.
The behind-the-scenes stuff.
And we were, I mean, we did really well doing this for quite a little while, you know. And we also, along with that, had real success for our clients, right? But...
Dun-dun-dun.
Another dun-dun-dun, right?
We had, this was like our huge defining moment. I think this was worse than when the economy tanked and we had to move and all that when we were dead broke. I think this one was worse because we weren't really dead broke at this time. We were doing very well, rocking it out for our clients. But here we're looking at our young son. There's our little cutie, John. You know, he was very young at the time and we were realizing, you know, all the dreams that we had for our family and that we wanted to be able to homeschool him. And we started realizing we're not going to be able to raise him the way we really want to. The way that we thought entrepreneurship was going to allow us to because we were so busy.
I remember we had gone to Michigan. Here's a picture of us. Robin's family actually left Florida to go live there. Don't really know why. They're stuck in a snowstorm right now. So we go to Michigan for Christmas, right? We're there on vacation, and every few hours, because there's no internet, they live like way out in the middle of nowhere. So we have to drive down to her dad's church locally, 20 minutes every day, spend a few hours there.
Working.
Working to, you know, to continually maintain projects.
Because now, you know, we made ourselves an online business, but now here was a situation where we had no internet, and we had to drive so far just to get the internet, and so we weren't able to really have fun on our vacation. We're here, it was the first time our son saw snow, and we weren't able to enjoy our vacation. Like, one third to one half of every day we were driving back and forth trying to go to the computer
and, you know,
and take care of our clients.
It's never fun to drive in a snowstorm. We got stuck at least twice a week out on the side of the road somewhere. So it really became painfully aware to us that we were owned by our business, right? Very, very clear that the way that we were and the way that we were doing things, we weren't scalable, right? The only way for us to grow it all was to work more hours. And in all honesty, we had no leverage, right? And we would always have an income cap. We'd always be those folks trading dollars for hours. And we kind of worked ourselves into like this trap, knowing if we just took one more client, we would just implode.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, like, we had a waiting list of people who wanted to work with us, and it was like, we want to grow, we want to go to that next level, but if we take one more client, we're going to implode, and we're going to start screwing everything up. You know, there's only so many balls you can juggle in the air at one time, and so it was like, you know, big freaking deal if you make lots of money, right, if you're always strapped for time.
Like, that's, like, such a huge thing for us, and so we looked at each other, and we're like, you know, okay, maybe we could charge more money, right, but then again, there's still that cap on it, right, so we were like, you know, who cares?
It was
so
just miserable. Now that our business was successful, we were miserable. We weren't happy, and we didn't have time because there was no leverage and no scalability. So
what did we decide to do? We changed our business model, right? We looked at each other, and we were doing very well, nice six-figure, comfy biz, you know, that side of things. And we fired all of our clients, took a full leap of faith, started from scratch again.
For the third time.
For the third time. and to be, you know, it's kind of scary to do that, especially when money's not a problem. When money's a problem, you know, you change, you get scrappy. But when the money is not screaming you in the face, like, dude, we have to make more?
And, like, just canceling it all and starting
all
over.
And, like, you know what? And we were like, you know what? If we did it once, we did it twice, we'll do that junk a third time, dude. And so this time, we got smarter with it, and we knew that we were going to do a summit. Like, we knew for sure that we had to do a summit because we had done these behind the scenes things for coaches, for consultants, and we knew that summits were a big deal, and we also knew what worked about them, and we also knew what didn't work about them.
Yes.
And having kind of been in that behind the scenes spot, we also saw where people consistently failed at them or didn't think big enough. So we used what we knew, we used our experience, because, you know, the thing is that, like, you know, we're not some coaches who just woke up one day and decided to just be a coach. Like, hey, that's cool, everybody's doing it, let's do it. You know, we didn't do it like, oh, this is a great way to make money, right? We didn't need to do that. And, you know, in all honesty, we're not like, you know, fake experts who just kind of repeat and rehash, you know, something that we just heard like a week ago, right? Everything that we share and what we're going to talk about, we've learned from doing, from getting the ability to work behind the scenes for years with sales pages and landing pages and intricate funnels and summits.
Summits. Dun, dun, dun.
The beautiful thing is that we got to use other people's money to prove and disprove strategies during the years when we were doing it done for you.
Yeah, we got to try out, we got to test and measure and prove as many creative ideas as we could come up with, as well as, you know, try out all the hottest new strategies that would come out, you know, and see if they really worked and that kind of thing. So we had like a big budget trial and error playground to play with to see what was going to work. And literally, like, we have seen it all when we were doing the done for you. You know, we had that inside edge and we knew what worked for small solopreneurs trying to do something all on their own and mega millionaires. So because we saw all that, we put that junk to work. And we knew firsthand that if we wanted leverage, if we wanted this freedom to get ourselves out of this trap that we were in, that doing a summit was the way to go. So we made it a plan. As soon as we changed our business model, we made it a plan. Actually, it was the first goal, the first plan we made. And we were like, so soon after we launch our business, we're going to do a summit of our own. Like, this is going to be like our official coming out party.
Like for sure.
Hello, and, world.
And you know, we're going to share in a minute, like, why the summit was really a big part of what we wanted to do and why we knew that it was important to kind of be like that coming out party and put ourselves on the map kind of thing. Like, we knew this was the fastest and the most strategic way to position ourselves where we knew we needed to be, right?
So yeah, and so we came out and launched our business in April, and we started planning our Big Purpose, Big Money Telesummit, and we started planning it within 90 days, and we launched that bad boy in September. And you can see it was September 2013. It wasn't really that long ago. And people that know us and know, like, how much we've came on the scene, we've had extreme speed in the growth of our business. And we really attribute it to this summit was like the catapulting thing. And there's several things that we got out of doing this summit. And so we want to share a little bit more specifically about our journey and some of the things that we got out of it, and also share some great tips that you could take away so that y'all can do your summits, because a lot of people are planning one for 2015 right about now when you're looking forward. So one of the main things that we got was instant authority. And, you know, if anybody knows us, has been following us for any amount of time, we don't really use marketing hype. You know that we call out the bull crap and we call out everybody who's doing these scummy tactics and stuff. So we do not mean it lightly when we use the word instant.
For sure.
I mean, it was literally instant authority, and you can get this instant authority even if you're new, because we were new, because you're being positioned with some key players in your industry. Like Nick was talking about, we had Larry Winget. He was our main special featured guest, and we had Nick on there, and we had several people who already had an established following. And I mean, look at all the places where these people were were seen, you know, on Forbes and all these TV shows and this and that. So it's like instant authority and it's like instant credibility as well.
Exactly. And you know, a tip for this, like for us, like for you that are considering doing a summit for yourself and looking, a really good tip out of this particular point is to go for the really big name first. Like for us, Larry Wing, it was just someone that I followed Larry for a long time. I've read most of his books. And like Larry's one of the guys that we want, right? So once we got Larry, like Nick shared, Nick was like, boom, the graphics look good. You guys had Larry, I'm in.
Exactly.
And it was really that easy. Like once you get that big name person, everybody else kind of falls in line because there's kind of an association there. Like boom, okay, you guys are with Larry. Yeah, I'm cool. Let's hop on board there. Oh, yo, you guys are with Nick or with James Wedmore, whatever it is.
Yeah, here's another tip that you can take away is have your graphics and your landing page ready before you step to your speakers, right? That was one of my main goals because that was something I had seen when we did this behind the scene. If people don't know what they're signing on for, what they're saying yes to, they're not going to say yes.
Exactly.
And so I knew, I was like, dude, I have to have everything ready before I even send out the emails to invite speakers to be on our summit. Because I knew that if we had really nice graphics and at least one speaker that we showed, or at least a list of people who we were considering, that these were all things that were going to make people want to say yes. And like Nick said, he said yes with the quickness, and he did not even know us. I want you to know that every single one of these people that you see in this picture, we didn't know not one single one of them. We knew.
Maybe
Yijon. We knew two of them, Yijon and Alex.
But beyond that, like we had not had them, relationships or done anything with any of those folks before this. So this was like, boom, like immediate.
And we got yeses very easily. I mean, Angelique Ruers, she was one. She said to me, you know what? I get probably 20 requests a month to be on a summit, and I say no to every single one of them. But she was like, I just had to say yes to yours. So there are certain ways that you can make it easy for people to say yes and for them to say yes quickly.
So another thing about summits that really set them apart and really allow it to position you well is mega visibility. And this is something that Nick talks about a lot. Nick, I remember when you were kind of first starting, you talk about like Facebook ads allowed you to be seen like on the right sidebar back when there wasn't even a news feed. Like you'd get seen with BMW and other big names and stuff.
And they're like, who's this guy? And he's like famous Nick Unsworth.
Yeah, right? And it was something that really positioned you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
it's crazy how much, you know, it's like branding by association, you know. And I think Facebook ads, when people see you on Facebook all the time, there's an association that gets created. It's like being seen everywhere, just like realtors, you know, being on bus stop benches, to newspapers, to billboards. It's like they're the ones that scoop up the business because they're the ones that people just, when they think of a realtor, boom, they think of that person. Exactly. And, you know, you create that perception with the summit really fast, especially if you narrow it down. It's just, it's so good.
Exactly. And, I like that point that you create that perception. It's really about you. The summit allows you to take control of how you're perceived, and it also positions you where you get these other experts kind of talking about you.
Yeah, so there's all this there's all this gruzz going around. There's all this buzz going around with all these top experts. They're talking about you and your event, so you don't have to talk about yourself. And then what happens next, this is the funny part, it's kind of funny, but it's fabulous, then everybody else starts talking about you because the expert speakers are talking about you. And you get seen everywhere, and you have this celebrity-like brand because you're keeping company with the cream of the crop, right? And so a really great tip for this to get mega visibility during your summit is if you want all the top expert speakers to be talking about you, give them everything they need to
straight up. You have to make it really, really easy.
If you just tell them, hey, I'd love it if you post on social media about the summit, Who's going to do that? We're all so busy. We've got a million things we're doing. We're running our businesses. So you have to have everything prepared in advance. Have the little blurbs that they can share on social media. And if you tell them, here you go, here's what you can say, you know, you can, you know, spruce it up and add your own vibe to it. But the fact that you already started it and already did it for them, they just have to copy and paste. And
people are going to
do things you want them to do if you make it easy.
I like how Nick kind of coined it when we started talking about doing the Life on Fire Summit. Nick, you kind of described it as like this white glove experience for all the speakers and all those involved. And for those of you that are looking to do a summit, that's like a huge thing. Like, that's really something, Nick, that made you want to come back to us to help you do the summit, is because of that white glove experience that you got when you worked with us in the Big Purpose, Big Money Summit. So for all of you listening, if you could...
Yeah, and I was just going to say that I think that oftentimes, you know, doing a virtual summit, sometimes it's easy to think selfishly of just like, what am I going to get? You know, if I have all these speakers and they cross-promote me, I'll build an email list and build my brand. But the fastest way to get anywhere in business is like, make it about your speakers.
Yeah.
And make it about the people that are watching the free content. And if you can force yourself to do that, it's like you will... At the end of the day, if you truly, fully do that, it's like you'll reap the rewards greater than what you've ever thought possible. And it's like, because at the end of the day, you're building relationships with top influencers in your industry, and there's joint venture opportunities. There's all kinds of cool stuff that comes out of it, not just, you know, some of the selfish benefits, but
exactly. You
guys crushed that. I mean, you nailed it, and you made it so simple, so easy, so much fun. And it was like, when we looked at doing this summit, out of anyone in the world we could have hired, it was like, we need to go with the best. You know, we tried, you know, we were going to do it in-house for a little bit, as you guys know, and then it was like, you know what, we'd be crazy not to bring on the best. So, you know, it was worth, you know, going in full partner mode with you guys.
For sure.
Full partner mode.
And we've loved Rocket it. It's been awesome. See, I mean, anything can be sporadic, y'all. Just, you know, just kind of ride with us. You know, one of the other elements that is, and this is probably one of the really, really big ones, and everybody listening, is this is, you know, one of the things you think about when you think of a summit, like list building, right? The beauty is that it's not just list building, right? It's leveraged list building. Other people promote for you.
Yeah, and you're basically tapping into other people's already existing audiences. So here's a little tip if you're taking notes or whatever. This is a writer downer. But if you want to build your list the right way, because, right, you don't just want to build your list. It's not about numbers. It's about the quality of people that are on your list. So when it comes to this, you really need to pay close attention when you're choosing who you invite to be a speaker on your summit for this very reason.
As a matter of fact, there's like a really, really key strategy, like to who you select and how you select and these kind of things. And it's really, really important. I think it was one of the things that really made our summit really what it was the way that we strategically selected specific folks to be on there, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't just want like anybody on there. You want people that share an audience or that have an audience that you want to reach into, not just people, oh, they would just be a great speaker, or they'd be a good fit, right?
Yeah, you want to think of who their audience is, and if that's an audience that would want or need what you do in your business. Also, look at how they interact with their audience and with their tribe. Look and see how close-knit they are and what their values are, right? Because you want to see that their audience shares the same values that you share, right? Because you don't want to be attracting people onto your list who are going to be kind of, you know, put off by you, like, ew, like, you're nothing like Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I like Nick, and you're not like him. I'm getting off your list right now. So you want to find people that have common values, common purpose, and an audience that would be one that fits you. And when you get the big names, that is what makes it easy to draw a big crowd as well. So think about that when you're thinking about your list building. And we started list building from zero. Well, actually, since it was a few months in, we probably had like a couple hundred people on our list, right? Because when we had our brick and mortar business, it was like we didn't have any reason to have a list.
Exactly.
So we were basically starting from scratch, and we got close to 5,000 people on our list all in one pop from doing this summit. And so another
rocket ship.
Rocket ship.
That is rocket ship-like growth. I mean, that's crazy. That's, you know, almost 5,000 people on your list. Like, that's it just when you I just can't help but think about you know, for someone that's starting a business or someone that's growing their brand, like 5,000 people, that's so many people, you know, and like how, it if you really had to do is. Facebook ads, how much would that cost? Or if you had to, you know,
or if you're just doing it the bootstrapping way, like we did. I mean, we had 200 on our list. We were doing it all the free, you know, ways, blogging and, you know, this, that, the other, like all the ways to get free traffic we were doing. And it had you pretty busy. It had you busy commenting on other people's blogs, putting things out on social media, all these things. And we only had about 200 on our list, and we were like 5 months in.
And so, yeah, this is like, I mean, straight up, I mean, this is rocket ship takeoff. Houston, we don't have a problem.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're all like, boom, we're flying high, dude. So, and like, so the other thing, like, that's really awesome about the summit thing is relationship building. And you're like, a perfect example of that. Like we're JV partners, we're friends, we'll be hanging out next week in San Diego. Like, there's so many things that come out of that. And not just with Nick as well, but like several other folks that were on the summit that we didn't know. Like, there's people that were on it just invite us to their podcasts and all kinds of other things. So there's like relationships that have come out of that are like lifelong relationships.
And yeah. And some of them, I mean, they're not even business related, right? Some of the relationships that you build, you truly can become friends with other entrepreneurs who are like-minded with you. Still, to this day, people we met during our summit will help each other with little advice or little encouragement. You know, they'll private message us on Facebook, hey, let me just pick your brain a minute. I'm feeling real stuck on something. And these are relationships that we built from our summit, and these are like people that you can go to, they can go to you, you can support each other, encourage each other along your way.
Plus,
and I mean, the friendships. You saw the bromance between Nick and Mike, right?
for sure. And so, like, you know, not just that, but like also like referral partners, like tons of folks that were on there that are kind of complimentary to what we do. Like, folks might come to them for coaching, and what they really need is something that person knows that Robin and I could help with a little bit more. Like, Nick has sent folks to us about summits and things along those lines. And the same thing with some of the other folks have sent referrals to us and vice versa. It really creates a real awesome collab. And
you know what it creates? Rocket ship.
Yeah. There you go.
Rocket. So
awesome. And so this one is huge.
This one's like, my favorite. This was my favorite.
Yeah, but this one is really huge. It's not just like your favorite, but this one is really, really huge because it gives you the Telesummit really gives you the ability to connect with folks and not just have these like stale people on your list or you know, people that have visited your site. Like, it gives you the ability to really connect with people. They get to hear your voice. They get to, like we're doing here, laugh with you, kind of hang out and just be real and get to know you, hear your stories, know you on a deeper level. And this is what really, really creates the value for you doing the summit is it helps you create that instant, strong, emotional connection where folks are digging you. They're all in. They're on board.
And that's really
like
important. And here's the really cool thing about it is because this is a brand new audience to you, right? They just heard about you. They just found out about you because somebody told them about your summit and they opted in. So they're brand new to you. And this gives you the opportunity to be closer to them and really connect with them on a level that you can't accomplish as fast on email or, you know, on
or social, blogging or Facebook.
Yeah,
or
when you're sending out emails, you know, it takes a while for somebody to read your emails regularly and start really digging you. But when they're hearing your voice and they're hearing your heart, they're hearing your passion, all these things, I mean, it's you feel connected to the people afterwards. And another really great part about the connection with the audience is that we got to serve our audience at such a high level. And that's something that was always so important to us about our clients. We didn't necessarily have a quote-unquote audience before when we did the done for you stuff, but our clients, we were very big on, we have got to always serve at such a high level. And here we were brand new. We didn't even have our own content yet. Like, we didn't have our own teaching things and content. And this was other people's content. But yet we got to be a part of serving the audience at such a high level. So, I mean, it's just a game changer right here alone.
Absolutely. And so the next one is one of my favorites. Money.
You see which one was my favorite and which one's Mike's favorite.
Yeah.
We're perfectly balanced.
There is absolutely a perfect balance. And so money before, money during, and money after.
Yeah. And here's one little tip.
Those are the three best times to get money, actually. Before, during, and after. All right.
Well, that's a good tip because you know what? When we did the summits for people, when we were doing it behind the scenes, this is one thing that wasn't on people's minds, right? You might be thinking to yourself, holy crap, I can make money on a summit? Well, yeah, you can. Most people would only approach their summit for list building alone. Well, you know, there's work, there's organization, there's stuff that goes on with a summit. It's super fast and super leveraged, but why stop at the list building? And then there's some people who do their summit and they think, okay, well, I know I can, you know, sell the recordings or whatever. But people don't usually look deep enough and look wide enough to see that you can make money before it starts, during it, and after it, if you have the right strategies.
Exactly. So for us, when we did that summit, just coming out of the gate, we made $17,550 during the summit. And
that's a typo I made. My bad. I wouldn't consider that during. That's the before.
Okay.
That's the before because that was our upsell, right? That's when somebody opts in, immediately they go to their thank you page and you offer something to them. We had an 8% conversion rate on that upsell, and what we were selling was the recordings. We were selling the recordings because we were only going to let the replay be available for like 24 hours
afterwards.
Or I think it was a week or something.
And there's tons of different strategies of how you can position that and what you do and how you lay those things out. So above all, the tip really is you have to sell something right away.
Well, you don't have to, but if you want to get a better quality list, right, because you're a list building and you want a quality list overall – if you make them an offer right away, people know, okay, well, yeah, they've got a lot of value, they're smart, they serve their audience well, but they're in business to make money.
Exactly.
And it's really important when you set that right up front, because then it's not going to shock the crap out of people when they're on your email list and you make them an offer and they're like, ew, you've been giving me free stuff for months and now you're trying to, you know, offer me something that costs money. So
exactly.
It's really important that you make that offer right away. So that's an excellent takeaway tip for you.
So after that, we were able to repurpose the content. And here's here's actually the graphics of what we took and did with the recordings and the training. We actually have sold it as a physical 17-disc set at events. So from all of that, we were able to repurpose the content for another $21,000. From that, we also doubled the price of our group coaching program and easily filled it.
Yeah, we had our very first group coaching program that we launched right before this summit. And what was it, like about $385 or $400 for our group coaching program after this summit because of all that instant authority
and
all that borrowed authority and the buzz. We were like, you know what? Our program, we got so many good testimonials out of it, and everybody said how great it was. You know what? We're charging too low. Let's double it. We doubled the price of our group coaching program and easily filled it.
And so along with that, we also were able to fill our roster with private coaching clients, right?
After the summit. And we sent out an email. We were like, hey, you know, all the stuff you learned, wasn't it awesome? But, you know, your brain might be going a million miles an hour right now, wondering what you should do first, what you should start on,
right?
You know, how what you should focus on first. And, hey, we've got some private coaching spots that we opened up. And, bam, we filled our roster with private coaching clients at a high level.
And so it allowed us to cross into the mid six figures in 9 months of starting a new biz, and we ain't never looked back, yo. No looking back. Rocket ship. Right?
Rocket. So, Rocket.
So the other thing that really presented itself in the summit and what summits really do is we kind of talked about this in the beginning that we were missing from our business, leverage, right? There's kind of a, for those of you young bucks like us, you might be familiar with being down with a little OPP, right?
Yeah, you know me.
Mate.
Right? We might bust out with a little rat here, you feel me?
Right? This is we like to call it OPP. What you leverage is OPP.
Other people's people.
Exactly.
Right? It allows you to tap into existing audiences. And when you can tap into an existing audience, it's way faster than doing it by yourself or going one by one.
Trying to build your list and build your audience out of thin air. I mean, you get like 50, 80, 100 a pop every time somebody else promotes it for you. So it's like rocket ship.
Exactly. So another OPP is other people's popularity, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things that you leverage. And just really, like, plain and simple, you get more results, more speed, and you get more everything all in one shot.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you know, as you see, like, you know, we were already like, you know, we're rock stars in what we were doing, but we were hidden rock stars, right? If that makes any sense to everyone. You know, and for those of you that are listening, have you ever kind of felt like that? Like you're a freaking expert, right? You have so much that you want to offer, but you kind of look at yourself like, man, if only more people knew about this.
Yeah.
That was us.
That was us, the hidden rock star.
And that's why we knew the summit is exactly the thing to do, and it put us on the map with the quickness.
Yeah. And, you know, there's lots of other ways that you can build your authority and build your list and make money and all the things that we talked about. But, you know, Mike, if anybody knows him well, he's not a big fan of too much work.
Exactly, right? Like, I'm a big fan of freedom. You see Mr. Mel there, that's me. Freedom, right?
Yeah, if Mike could paint his face blue like that and run around the house all day screaming like Mel Gibson, he totally would.
We might have to get that on video for you guys for the next one. I may do that. Right? So, but for real, though, like, anyone who knows us, even an ounce, knows how much we value our freedom. And we value the ability to, like, just up and, like, I'm really big into RC airplanes and helicopters and cars and stuff. Like, the ability to just up and take my four-year-old to the park in the middle of the day, fly some airplanes, drive some cars, or up and go shopping, or Robin to just be able to up and go get a massage or a spa day, or, you know, any of these kind of things.
Most of our days, I mean, we only actually work 3 days a week. And even on those 3 days a week that we do work, we still have time. You know, I can go watch a movie with my son and eat popcorn in the middle of the day, or go draw with chalk on the sidewalk, or just go, like, every morning. We start every morning by flying our RC airplane. So the freedom was just something so important to us. So we looked for leverage, and we looked for things that would get us amplified results and with accelerated speed. And like we said, the summit, that was one of them. That's why we set out, we have got to do this summit.
And here's the thing. Now, you know, there is work involved, and there is a lot of hard work that goes into it, but it's all about leverage. We knew that, you know what, if we're going to work hard or we're going to put in, oh, it better be good. And not just, you know, that was nice. Like, the return was huge in comparison to the amount of work and time that we put in. And you know, I'm not saying that this is like the only way to get the results that we've been sharing. You know, yeah, you can, you know, you could build relationships in other ways. You can build your list other ways. You know, you can get authority in other ways, right? And we do a lot of other ways, but we love summits so much because of the leverage, because of the fact that you get these amplified results, accelerated results, accelerated growth for the amount that you put into it, right? Like, there's no doubt that, like, this is, above all, I would have to say, a mega game changer and a super hot way to put yourself on the map in a major way, right? So for those of you that are listening, if you're thinking that a summit is exactly what you need and you're ready to build your authority, ready to build your list, ready to get mega profits in a leveraged way, you can figure it out yourself, right? You can do it all by yourself, or you can follow a proven system and let us help you do it, right? So Nick and us have put together this awesome six-figure summits program, right?
Woo! Woo!
Woody, Woody.
Who are those rock stars there?
Look at the leather jacket, dude.
Yeah, you know, it's getting cold out here, so might have to bring that old guy back out.
Awesome. So the six-figure summits program is, it's a step-by-step video lesson program with the exact playbook on how to build, launch, and monetize your virtual summit. And there's group coaching as well. So just imagine, right, if you got results like the ones that we share. Like, just think about like how your life and your business would change if you were able to have a celebrity-like brand positioning, right? If you could easily raise your prices because of the perceived value that you bring, right? If you had an extra 10,000 people on your list, that one's huge.
Yeah.
If you were able to make six figures within 9 months or even higher, right? If you could avoid all the busy work, build your business in a leveraged way, and ride off with your face painted blue screaming freedom.
Right? Freedom!
You know, we fought our way through building summits for the first time, right? Understanding how they worked, putting all the pieces together, learning what technology was necessary for a globally accessible program, discovering how to organize all the effective marketing material that would work, knowing like when to time the promotional strategies.
Yeah, I mean, it's tons of stuff. Mastering the way to approach the speakers, you know, just studying the ins and outs of even getting an audience on your calls.
And then, and there's so many other factors and pieces and processes that go into building your own event. So we're going to share all our experiences so you can get the same kind of success that we did. And we'll also, in all honesty, we're going to share our mistakes so that you can avoid them and you don't have to make those same mistakes. There are six video lessons. And in session one, we're going to show you how to narrow your niche and grow rich. Define your strategy, set your goals, get clear on your message, your target market, target audience, learn the three hot market sweet spots for maximum profit, and also how to do effective market research.
Yeah, and tons more. I mean, this is Nick, he's doing this lesson here. We're kind of like tag teaming you for the Six Figure Summits program.
To make sure that you're served at a high level, you get all the different angles and all the strategies, everything you need to rock this bad boy out and rocket ship.
Rocket.
So this one, Nick will be delivering, and then in Module 2, it's also Mr. Nick Unsworth, and this one's all about crafting your hook and designing the opt-in page. So he's going to go over, you know, how to figure out the thing, like what's that thing that's going to draw in a crowd, and go over things like naming your virtual summit.
Yeah, because, I mean, the name, like, matters a lot.
Yeah, right? I mean, look at the name of ours that we had. It was Big Purpose, Big Money, I mean, hello. I mean, who don't want big purpose and big money?
Exactly, right? And Nick's going to show optimization secrets to getting a 58 to 82% conversion rate. Like, that's insane, dude. Like,
that really is, especially when you're dealing with cold traffic as well. And what cold traffic means is people that don't know you already. And pretty much if you're new to business or you don't really have, like, authority status yet, pretty much everybody that comes to your landing page is going to be cold traffic.
and then Nick also goes over a design that authentically reflects you and your brand, because that's really big. And if you look at the Life on Fire, you look at the Big Purpose, Big Money, you'll see that design and all this really reflect who we are. And then in session three, we're going to show you...
Nick's, a little mess up right there.
Nick's going to show you, there's a small glitch, but how to get major players on board as speakers. Like, that's, it's a craft. Like, there's a really, really specific way that when you approach it this way, it works. You get the big names, and once you get that one hook, bam, they just fall like dominoes.
We call it your anchor speaker. So he'll be sharing with you, you know, proven strategies that get that anchor speaker on board. So,
and then Robin and I in session four, week four, we're going to show you how to monetize your virtual summit. There's six different monetization strategies that you can use. You can use one of them. You can also use all six of them that help you rake in the cash, right? We're going to show you how to create an irresistible upsell offer, right? Also, one little known way to make money just by being you.
This one's beautiful because this is, I mean, if you're just starting out, if you're brand new and you're like, I don't have anything to sell. I don't have jack. I just started my business. I don't have nothing to sell. This, what we're going to teach you is how you can make money just by being you, just by being there, and you don't even have to have anything to sell.
And then as we talked about earlier, we're going to show you proven methods to make money before, during, and after the summit, like clockwork, right? And then in session five, Robin and I go over the launch playbook to drive opt-ins and sales. Visibility domination techniques that help you create major buzz, right? How to get JV partners to actually want to promote for you. Like, that's a big one. Like, just getting them and then getting them to want
to. Yeah, it's not so easy. I mean, it's not easy. You think that you get all these people on board and they're going to promote for you, but there's a special way to get them to want to promote for you.
Exactly.
And then so you don't run into that problem where nobody's doing what they said they were going
to
do.
Exactly. And then we share our foolproof way to get big name authorities to personally endorse you to their loyal and big audience. And this one's one of my favorite. This one is, I love this. This is
well, it's
such
huge
awesome
because
strategy.
Their audience is not only big, but they have a loyal audience
exactly.
to them. And so when they personally endorse you, it's game changing. It's rocket ship.
There it is, baby. So, and then we also show the exact Facebook ad targeting that made us hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this with Summit. So, and then in week six, how to interview and sell like a pro. What questions to ask that are going to unpack the most value for your audience? Because it's always about you want to create an unforgettable experience for the speakers as well as the audience.
Yeah, because if you're not focused on giving the most value to your audience, then the whole thing is a wash. So that part's super important.
And here's another important one. How to be able to highlight your speaker's expertise, right, and really put them to the forefront without making yourself look like an amateur. Like, that's
exactly.
a really big one. Like, I see folks doing it all the time. And this is, like, a real place where people really miss it and mess up. Also, some real casual and honest selling strategies that feel comfortable for you and prevent your audience from feeling tricked. And then also, the number one thing that you absolutely must have in order to sell.
Yeah, it's a secret. We can't tell it to you.
Rocket ship. So, and then along with that, there's a ton of special bonuses, right? We couldn't let you guys go without giving you bonuses.
Bonus rocket ship.
So the first bonus is the swipe files and templates. And this is everything that we have used. Landing page templates that convert 58 to 82%. Facebook,
the actual template.
Like, yeah, like we're actually giving you like the actual template. Facebook ad samples that are proven to convert at $2 an opt-in. We give you the speaker agreement and the media release. Like, that alone could take you hours trying to put that junk together and get it right. The interview questions you're going to need, the right ones, the thank you page, the sales page copy. For those of you that look at a blank screen when it's time to write copy, oh yeah, you're not going to be doing that anymore. Email copy that we used to get big name speakers.
Like, who didn't even know us, mind you. These were big name speakers who are like, who? Mike and Robin,
who? Who are these guys? And then they said yes, right? Like, email copy that is going to get opt-ins and sales and much more. Like, we're giving you all of that. So, like, we're giving you everything with this. Plus, you're going to get 4 60-minute live group coaching calls. With two with Nick in December. Nick's going to be doing two of them in December. And then Robin and I are going to be doing calls 3 and 4 in January. You're going to get on a call with us. Anything you're working on, whatever questions you have, whatever you need, we're going to walk you through and make sure that you're well-served on these coaching calls.
This is really cool. I mean, this is where you really get a lot of value. You're not, like, left on your own
to figure
out everything on your own. If you're like, I don't even know where the heck to start. I don't even know anything. Like, we'll walk you through and help you hash out all the specific details for your own summit.
And then also we're going to throw in our Fabulosity, which is a client attraction training. Awesome training just on how to attract folks to you that are pre-sold, hot for everything you offer. It's a 65-minute audio that Robin and I did, and it comes with a PDF transcript that really kind of goes beyond, like, branding to what branding really is and the psychology behind these things. So we're going to throw that one in as well. And then also Nick is going to throw in his Facebook Ads A to Z training, which walks you through getting high-quality likes, leads, and new customers from Facebook. So if you've ever tried to figure out how to use Facebook, don't worry about it. He's got you covered here, right?
Exactly.
So now also, don't worry, there's more. Right? There is more.
You should, you're like one of those guys on the infomercial. But wait.
You order now. So, but for real though, for the first 10 of you guys that step up and say, dude, I want to do this. I'm going to rock 2015 with a killer freaking summit. I'm going to get these big names on board. I'm going to explode my list growth. I'm getting on that rocket ship, dude, and I'm gone. For the first 10 of you, right, you get a 30-minute private call with Robin and I.
Yeah, so this is a great place where it's a private call, so it's not like in the group setting where you could really get a big picture strategy that's custom to your unique business model, your own unique goals. You can get answers to all the little questions that might pop up when it's like go time and you're implementing. So you can use this 30-minute private coaching call whenever you want, anytime within 90 days. So if you want to use it in the beginning to strategize and be like, well, which monetization plan should I use, this, that, and the other, we can help you walk through all those things. Or you can wait and you can cash in your call when you're implementing. So
and
if you have questions
about
that come up
your,
when
your
you're
copy
implementing.
Or how does things look, whatever it is, you can utilize that for whatever. So you get the six-figure summits program, the bonuses, the calls, the group calls, all of those things, over $3,250 in bonuses, right? And you also get a 30-day full, no questions asked, money back guarantee, right? And this is normally going to sell, and after the summit, and when we put it out there, regular retail, it's going to go for $2,000. But for those of you that are on the call that are, dude, I want it, step up, it's only $9.97 today, and you get all those bonuses, and the first 10 of you get that 30-minute call with Robin and I, or you could do three small payments of $3.97. So if that's you, you can go to Six Figure Summits, the link that's down there at the bottom, sixfiguresummits.com, and hop on the rocket ship, baby.
That's right. How's that going, Mr. Nikki?
Boom. Well, you know, I mean, of course, I'm a little biased, you know, towards working with you guys as I've, partnered. I mean, shoot, 50-50 on this whole project with you guys. I mean, that's huge. I mean, I think, for someone that is an entrepreneur and wants to have that, I hate to say rocket ship, but rocket ship-like growth, It's exactly. It's too funny. But like, I mean, it really is something that can dramatically change your business. And, you know, I think as an entrepreneur, I mean, you know, I've tried just like you guys. I mean, everything from blogging and, you know, creating content on social media, and you name the strategy and we've done it. And, you know, we only, you know, put our names and our brands behind things that we really stand behind. And this course is so awesome because this is how I got my cert too. You know, I know that we've got some folks on here. It's awesome to drill down into your guys' story and how your summit changed your lives and your businesses and gave you that freedom. And in my case, for those of you guys that don't know me, it was me doing a summit in 2010 when that changed everything for me. You know, that was from going from $50,000 in debt to making profit. And, you know, I did a six-figure summit. You know, that's, you know, we call this the six-figure summits because it may not, you know, for some it can happen inside of 90 days, you know, create that kind of growth. Now, granted, I mean, that's going to take, you know, some substantial work and things like that. But, I mean, six figures can be...
Nick made six figures right his summit.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I made it out of the gate because I charged for my summit. I charged $500 up
front. Wow.
It was awesome. I mean, that, you know, a lot. I mean, I you know, we did about 5,500 people on our opt-in list, and that came out of nowhere. And just like you guys said, I was in the same exact spot where I was working my butt off, and I probably had less than 200 opt-ins. You know, you guys mentioned about 200 opt-ins. And, yeah. And so it's like when you break down all the different strategies, part of the purpose of this entire Life on Fire virtual summit is we want you to see and hear, you know, the stories and the journeys of incredible entrepreneurs and to see what people have gone through. But the reality is, you know, some sessions that are so killer, like, you know, an Alex Mendozian session that was great, or, you know, Brian Tracy. But there's also, at some point, there's so many nuggets to pull away. But then there's also that part of you that's like, well, they're so far ahead that maybe you can't relate to. You know, with Robin and Mike, I mean, you guys just, you know, I mean, this is in the past, you know, couple years. I mean, you guys did this and just busted out with it. The strategy works. And, you know, the way I look at it is, if you've got an idea or a passion or a gift, or you're in a niche and you want to get that message out to the market, I mean, you know, we're sharing lots of options with you guys. If you want to use the OPP or other people's, you know, as you say, other people's promotion or...
Other people's people.
Hey, there's another OPP.
There you go, OPP with it, baby. Other people's promotion.
You know, and that's a way where without having to spend dollars on ads, you can get there, you know. And I think that it's, you know, there's that's one piece of driving revenue is building your list fast. But the other piece is that, you know, from a brand positioning, I mean, we leverage the same exact skill. I mean, shoot, of course, we're doing it now with our virtual summit, but we're also, you know, the benefits of putting your face next to an industry leader in your market, it's overnight branding. I mean, it happens so very quickly. So, so just want to encourage you guys to think about that. And oh, and let me just pop on. Hey, and I just also want to say too,
what's up?
Is that if you're you know, building an online brand, you're building a personal brand, that this is just one of the most, you know, effective and fastest ways possible to do that. And so I just think that you can kind of look at it and say, all right, well, I've been digging the summit that, you know, Nick, Robin, and Mike have put on. I've been loving the content. I've got something that, you know, I really want to take to the next level. Then really it just comes down to deciding, you know, on your strategy. You know, this strategy, out of all the things to be doing, the reason that we're teaching on it, and the reason that we're doing it, is because it works so well. I mean, our list growth is, you know, almost at 20,000 people. Shoot, we're building a school in Guatemala. We're adding value to people. I mean, it's all, to me, that's a life on fire right there.
We're building a school, list growth, we're making money, we're hanging out, we're building relationships. Dude, it's awesome, dude.
It's awesome. And I think the other thing, too, is, you know, with partnering with us on this and, you know, and grabbing the product, I mean, it's the shortcut. Because I tell you that there's things that I would do differently in my first summit. There's things that I've coached other clients on their summits. You've got Robin and Mike with all their experience. And you know what, guys? The Life on Fire Virtual Summit, if I could do a summit of this size again, you can bet your behind I would do quite a few things differently, right?
Certainly.
But that's part of the experience that we offer. And I think, you know, it's, you know, for I speak for all, you know, Robin, Mike, myself, we do value our freedom, and there is only so many hours in the day. You know, we do charge quite a bit for high-ticket coaching and consulting. What I love about the course is that you guys, you know, for the first 10 folks, I mean, you're going to get one-on-one time with Robin and Mike and just cut through the clutter and figure out, you know, your summit fast. You know, a lot can be accomplished on that call. Then
what's
moving
so
forward.
Cool. One thing I love about it is that there's so many options. People don't realize how many options are available to you when you have a summit, that you can do something that feels true to you, true to your brand, true to your style, true to your business. You could do a video. We don't do video because I can't type and read and hit buttons and talk at the same time. But we just do audio. Like, there's so many different ways. If you're like, oh, I don't want to sell something at the beginning, you don't have to.
Other people's preferences, baby. You know what I mean?
There you go. OPP.
And that's a great point, because I think for you listening in right now or watching, you could look at this and say, this virtual summit thing looks like a big project, right? I mean, but you also, and I got to say, you know, we went overboard with the size of it, but we've also, you know, we've got the bandwidth, you know, we've got the ability, we've got a team where, you know, in some cases, you know, we're set up where we can do this. But the cool thing is that your summit could be five people. Your summit could be like, you know, what Robin and Mike teach, which is instant teleseminar. It's on the phone. No technology, no big cost, nothing, and keep it simple with five people. You know what I mean? And if you just picture yourself and say, all right, who is the top expert in my industry? And what if I just went through the course, got the email, like literally, like I'm talking on session three about how to reach out and get that person to say yes and to want to do it. And it's like you just watch that session, take the materials we have, you go reach out to that first person, and they say yes. And, you know, I mean, that experience of having that industry leader say yes, what happens is that everyone else will jump on board. It's just like, you know, they said they had Larry wing it. I said yes without even thinking about it. In our case, we had Brian Tracy, and boom, everyone else were like, yeah, I'll be a part of it, you know. And
it could
be a lot of fun. And I
think you mean you had Mike and Robin for Shoda?
Yes,
and
that might have been it.
Like, you got Mike and Robin. I'm there, dude.
That was what got Brian to say yes. And then for Brian, it was, you know. We're not, no bragging. We'll keep it humble, dude. You know,
it's the green. I mean, it's everything from the green, you know, wall to the tie that's green. I mean, you guys got it all. Got it all. But, you know, so I also think about, this is something that I've been thinking about a lot, which is, as an entrepreneur, part of why I created Life on Fire is because it breaks my heart to see entrepreneurs that are just full-blown workaholics.
Yeah.
And that are still not making money. And why do I know that? It's because that's what happened to me. I mean, I all through my 20s, I was working so hard as an entrepreneur, and I still was not even reaping the rewards, you know. And I think about why, and it's because I didn't have the shortcuts. I was doing everything myself. And how long are we going to keep going without getting the shortcut? You know, it's like, you know, how long do you want to keep just trudging away at your business? Where if you look at this and say, you know what, if I did this in my niche, whether I'm in dating and relationships or health and fitness, no matter what the niche is, every single industry has experts. And if you look at it and say, you know what, I could make a phone call or send an email and get them on board. And then the rest of the how, you know, put your faith in the course to help you finish that, you know, and have all the details. Like, don't let the tech slow you down. Like, you know, Mike and Robin created the Life on Fire page, the virtual summit page. That's actually a template that's not only going to be in the members area, but that's part of a technology called Lead Pages that you can now just customize it. So it's like,
you know, it's coming out in about a week.
Exactly.
Coming out. I mean, that's huge. It's like you can take that this whole process and you can make it simple. You can strip it down. Yeah. It could be three people on your summit and you could deliver it in a day, you know. But it's like, take the concept, you know, work it into your business, and then just take the shortcut with the course. And if you think about the course, hopping in now, being one of the first 10 with Robin and Mike, you get the one-on-one time. Outside of that...
Oh, really quick. Speaking of the first 10, really quick, we should tell them, since we took the link away from the screen, they can't see it anymore.
Oh,
we should tell them it's sixfiguresummits.com.
And you can either spell sixfiguresummits.com or you can use the number 6.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got you covered on
both. We were smart. We got the number 6, too.
Gotcha on both. And, I mean, you know, outside of that, it's like, you know, there's 2 live sessions with me and 2 live sessions with Mike and Mike and Robin. And, you know, the way, because our mission with this, and this is why we do, you know, money back guarantee, is take the risk away. And so that come through, get your summit off the ground, get it rolling, and let us help you launch that thing so that you build it, because, you know, we're all out to create success stories. I mean, we wouldn't be doing any of this if our goal wasn't to help you take your business to the next level. And I just think that, you know, you can look at your life and your business and say, all right, where I'm at, you know, if you're totally happy, if you've got enough money in the bank account, if you have the freedom that you want, then yeah, you know, then shoot, keep doing what you're doing. But it's my experience to see that, and for myself as well. I mean, I have to invest constantly in myself. I have to invest constantly in the business to get to where I want to go. And, you know, because I'm always agitated. I always want to help more people. I want more success stories. And, but for your business, you know, what is it that's going to break you out of the pattern that you're in? And,
you know, the leverage is so important, because
exactly.
Even both places that we talked about today, I mean, being super busy and busy, busting your butt and having no life without money sucks. But it sucks just the
with
same.
Money, yeah.
When it almost sucks worse if you have a little bit of money and you're busy, because you can't enjoy it. You can't enjoy your life, and you're like, what the heck did I even become an entrepreneur for me to be in this freaking trap? So the leverage is just, it's so powerful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you know, it's like, you know, you don't want to have the Ferrari in the garage and not be able to drive it.
yes.
But those things are gas guzzlers. But but I mean, I think overall, you know, this is one of these things where it's like, you know, it's an incredible product. We've we actually did a beta group where I, you know, shared this at an industry event. So we've got a handful of people that have gone through, and we just further refined. We've got people that are launching summits in. It's pretty cool. We've got case studies that are launching summits in I forget the name of the processor. It's a food processor that is kind of
right. Like, yeah. It's exclusive to like Europe and Canada.
Yeah, it's so cool. And Mike, what he's doing is he's taking the food processor, and there's this whole tribe of people around it, and it's kind of like a Vitamix where, you know, it does a whole bunch of cool stuff, and all he's doing is we look at it and say, well, who are the experts in that industry? And there's a couple of chefs. And so he's reaching out, getting a couple big name chefs on board, and they're, you know, positioning the whole thing. It's going to create unique content, super excited. We've got folks in dating and relationships, where if your target market is helping, you know, women find love, it's like, then you go out and you find who are the powerhouse, you know, speakers in that industry. You know, then you think about, you know, internet marketing. It's like, all right, well, who are the speakers in that industry? And there's just, you know, whatever your industry may be, it's like you can follow the playbook to get the right speakers on board and to help you grow your business fast. So it has been one of our best strategies. You know, I think of 2 things for me. It's like, it's Facebook ads and it's the virtual summit. That's those 2
I would agree with you too. All day long, hands down.
And so guys, what as far as the link, can you pop the link back up on the screen? Just one last time. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to us individually too. I mean, we're here to help. You know, and you can always find us on Facebook and also email support@lifeonfire.com. And all of us, you know, I know myself and Mike, I mean, you guys might be, you know, having freedom. I mean, are you down to answer some questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out how to put this up on the screen here.
Yeah, I got it here. I'm figuring it out.
I can't talk and click things at the same time.
Rocket ship.
There we go.
Sixfiguresummits.com, y'all.
Sixfiguresummits.com. And, you know, We will help you take your summit to a whole new level. So I'm fired up. I think Mike and Robin, you guys have rocked on the Life on Fire Virtual Summit. So thank you for that. Thank you for this awesome presentation. And I'm just super excited about all the case studies we got cooking right now in the course. And we are fired up to create more case studies. So.
Yes.
Yep, yep. So let's see, we got some questions we want to field here.
See what we got.
I was like, are you there?
I thought we'd lost you, man.
Yeah. All right. So what is included?
Okay, I can go. Let's see here. There's a lot included. Let me go back and make sure that I covered all. There's six sessions, three that are done by Nick, and three that are done by Robin and I. So let me go back here just a little bit. That's all the bonuses. So Nick's going to cover the narrow your niche and grow rich. That's the first session. Then the second session, he's going to walk you through crafting your hook, designing the opt-in page, which this is huge. Number three, we don't have the wording there. But number three is the speaker. Yeah, how to get that anchor speaker, which is one of the most important parts of it. And then Robin and I walk you through the monetization strategies, and there's six of them. As I shared, you could use all six. You could use one of them. You can use a combination. There's a ton of things, but above all, we want to show you how to make money before, during, and after. Then we give you the launch playbook to drive opt-ins and sales. And then in the sixth module, we're going to walk you through how to interview and sell like a pro. Plus, there's tons of bonuses. And to be honest, the bonuses themselves are like super hot. Like, we're actually giving you the email copy that we wrote to get big names that you wrote, Nick. That, I mean, they're getting so much, like, already done, plopped. Here you go. It's almost like a plug and play kind of a system. Like,
yeah,
everything is there.
It is plug and play. It's swipe and deploy. You know,
exactly.
You'll want to customize it.
For sure.
Your own style,
like,
your own feel.
You're getting the interview questions. You're getting the speaker agreements and the media release. And like, these are some of the things that, like, you don't think about when you go into a summit. Like, boom, if I'm going to do interviews with, like, Larry Winget, and, you know, I want to be able to use that later. Like,
I want to,
like,
be able to use his picture.
Like for Robin and I, like, for Robin and I, like, you know, right after, where we were able to make $21,000 because we could turn what we did into a product because we had these agreements in place beforehand. So we take that guesswork out for you. You get the speaker agreements. You get the media releases. You're going to get Facebook ad samples, which is huge. You know how much money you could just waste on Facebook, like, trying to find the right audience or the right way to word it or look, or, like, what's the right formula to do it? That's all taken away. Landing page templates that are going to convert. So, like, everything is covered. So then, like, if that wasn't enough, like, for you to be covered and served well, you get to get on calls with us and ask us personally your questions, where you need help, what particular thing you might be working on where you need some clarity. And then you're also going to get, Robin and I are going to throw in our Fabulosity client attraction training. And then, Nick, I believe you're throwing in also your Facebook ads A to Z. So, like, you're getting, like, everything. And I know, Nick, you said, and Robin and I agree, that Facebook ads and virtual summits are number one, hands down, grow your business. So
yeah, and when you combine them together, it's rocket, like, ship.
That's it. There's no other word for it, dude.
That's it.
So, and then, again, for the first 10,
If
we haven't already hit that by now, but the first 10 get the 30-minute private call with Robin and I to, you know, one-on-one, you know, and for that, the real value in that is what really special is, it allows us to be contextual with you, with specifically your summit, your audience, your niche, your specific offer, whatever it is.
Ba-boom. Awesome, guys. I think it's a really generous and cool offer, and I'm excited for all the people that have been going through it, so our case studies, and then for if you're thinking about it right now, I would just, you know, this is something where we do have live sessions, so you want to make sure that you get on board and take advantage of those. So it's one of these things where, you know, when you're, you know, if this strategy makes sense for you, then don't wait. You know, jump on board, get, you know, take advantage of the live calls that we have, and let us help you. I mean, this is why we do what we do, is we just, there's nothing we enjoy more than, you know, helping someone take their business to a whole new level. And, you know, business doesn't have to be so dang hard, you know, and you know, it's like I've got a mentor that says, you know, he reduces suffering for entrepreneurs. And you know, while we may do that, I like to think of it more of a shortcut, you know, and help you get there faster. And
exactly,
that's what we do. You know, we've been investing.
Yeah, and you know, I can speak for women who are listening. I don't know if men do this, but I know us women do. You know, you're always wondering if you know everything. Like, it always feels like there's this one thing that's missing. Like, there's these missing pieces of the puzzle, and you're like, do I have it all figured out? Do I know what's going on? Like, you want to make sure that everything is going to run smoothly and that you know what's going on. And so that's where, you know, getting those private coaching calls
really
and group coaching calls really helps.
And really, because, you know, when you're wondering and second guessing and not really sure,
you're not moving.
Uncertain people don't take action.
Exactly. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Awesome.
Dude, that was kind of voiceover quality, that dun 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 you did there.
You know, I got up in that microphone, but
yeah.
You know, I just want to say that awesome guys. Just your story, I think, is incredibly inspirational, and I think, you know, what you guys have done to overcome it and how you've leveraged summits to get to where you are today, I think is awesome. And so guys, just jump on sixfiguresummits.com, and we'd love to help you create a success story and take advantage of all the bonuses that you're hearing here today. And then also, we're going to be back on, we are not going to be airing a Life on Fire virtual summit on Thanksgiving, but we're going to be back on Black Friday. So keep an eye out in your email inbox, and we're just going to keep bringing the sessions to you one after another until your life is completely on fire. We don't care what you say. We're going to help you make that life and set that business on fire. I'll see you guys soon. Later, dudes.
Bye-bye.